Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WPOI and WPOI HD1, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Tampa. Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with What's Hot in Hollywood.
Before we dive into Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson and all of this, you've got a shot right now at $1,000. All you have to do is text the word bonus. Did you hear that? Bonus. B-O-N-U-S. Text that to the number 70123 for your chance at $1,000. Scotty DeBody, please use bonus in a sentence.
So, producer Ryan, I've been putting in a lot of work. I deserve a bonus.
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. That word is bonus. B-O-N-U-S to the number 70123. Okay? You've got until 9:15 to do it. I'm sorry, 8:15 to do it. All right. So, let's talk Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. They called off the engagement this weekend. I know. And the thing is, all these sources are like, it's not shocking to anyone. Yeah, we got it. Got it. It's not a shock to anybody. But I just feel like sad in my heart. Producer Ryan, hurts. Do you understand? Like, what? How and why do I feel sad?
It's still sad. It hurts the heart.
It does.
I mean, basically, they got together in the spring, right? They both ended long-term relationships.
Yes.
She split from Mac Miller.
Yes.
RIP, by the way.
Yeah.
They were casually dating in May.
Yeah.
And then...
like 3 weeks later, they were engaged.
Yeah, they were engaged in June.
Yeah.
So it's like, of course, this is way too quick.
It was, but I just feel like, especially since Pete Davidson is sort of a... he's got a lot going on because he's talked about his, you know, mental issues that he's got. And I feel like he wanted to lock her down so that she couldn't, like, leave him or whatever.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like she's got a lot of emotional baggage going on, too. Now, of course, with everything going on in her life last year with the bombing. And then, of course, Mac Miller taking his life. I think maybe she needed a little more comfort going through the grieving process than Pete Davidson could give her.
Supply it, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he wasn't there. Maybe he couldn't be there because that's a lot to take on, especially if they're that new in the relationship.
Yeah, right, that's the other thing.
For him to be able to support her in all of those ways, that's too much for anyone.
Scotty DeBody, do you think that Pete Davidson was jealous at all of how much she was grieving over Mac?
I would say, in my view, yeah, a little bit. If somebody is so invested in somebody else, and it's not fair to feel that way, but, at the end of the day, you feel a certain way, and you can't help it.
Right. So you can't help how you feel, but it's just that thing where you feel that way, and you can't change it. So I don't know. I don't know what this means for them. Apparently, it's... some people were saying they're not totally done with the relationship. They'd be willing to revisit it, but I think we can just pretty much assume this is it, right? Like,
I want to know what they're going to do about the tattoos they got.
This is what some tattoo artist is about to make bank. Is what's going to happen.
Removing these tattoos
or covering them
changing
up.
Them into like a pirate ship. Switching it up.
Why would they change?
Because sometimes you got to switch a tattoo into something just completely random.
Maybe Pete Davidson will take on like a pirate life, and he's going to be his new thing. He's gonna be a pirate. I don't know. Anyway, so of course we do hope the both of them make it through. I just feel like this is gonna be bad for the both of them because they're both super emotional, super deep. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But they are no longer together. And then the other big news that popped out this morning: the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Is that what their actual title is?
Oh, wow.
They're expecting a little baby, and that it would be, of course, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. And I said at 7 o'clock that I was like, whoa, we're not wasting any time because they got married in May, I think. So it's only been 5 months. But someone messaged, and I should pull her name up. I can't say, I don't remember what her name is. I'm so sorry. But they said, listen, she sent a message. She said, Meghan Markle is 37 years old.
Oh, sure.
They better get to moving because fertility might be an issue, which. for me, I'm not 37 yet, but I'm not like terribly far off. And I was like, well, how dare you? People can have children well into their 40s.
How close are you, Holly?
Let's not worry about that. That's not relevant.
24.
That's not relevant to this particular discussion.
Are they going to make a Lifetime movie again? Like a number two?
That'd be awesome for like a baby.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be cool. I watched the whole like marriage one. I liked it.
Did you cry?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was watching it with my mom. Beautiful story.
Okay, well, anyway, now we know that they're pregnant. Maybe they'll have another Lifetime special. Top 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.